Yes, yes, this is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's Thursday, and it's 14 minutes to the top of the hour, which means it's time for Arts Up with Deanna Lampe and Lily Hope and Pump Up the Jam. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is so nice to have you both here.
Thanks for having us again.
Yep.
It's an honor.
Yes. First off, we want to mention that Sunday brunch bingo at the Jack is happening. Doors open around 11. Games start around 11:30. The theme this month is Disney. And this is going to be a child-friendly bingo game. There will be some coloring projects for the kids to color, some pictures for them to color, a movie for them to watch while mom and dad or mom and dad play bingo. To the Jack, the monies go towards helping fund the Any Child initiative that Lily has been part of all these years.
Any Given Child.
Any Given Child. What did I say before?
Any child.
Okay. Every child. And then we're going to do Arts Up. And before, I just want to mention that folks could go to the JAHC.org to get any information that they need on any of the things that we're going to be covering here.
Okay. Before we get to the list, you two are related. You're both artists. Tell us more about... Why don't you tell us about Auntie Deanna?
Oh, my God.
Lily.
No. So,
in five words or less.
Yes. Auntie Deanna is the vision behind Kittywake Designs. She's got vision. Like, I ask her, like, should it be over here? Should it be over there? And she sees it. And then she's like, then she can sketch it out. And, like, we do so much through our phones. And, like, ooh, blue over here. No, drop this down. Oh, bring the white in. And so Kittywake Designs, we're on the up and up of, like, designing fashion together, designing jewelry. And she's got vision. This auntie over here.
And she's the construction person. Mm-hmm. I see it. She manufactures and puts mm-hmm. it all together. Or, you know, we mm-hmm. both work on that.
My mom trained me well.
And what else does Lily do?
Lily's a mom. She's got like 15 kids. And they're all normal. And... And she's got like 207 projects going at the same time, which when she calls me up and tells me, oh, what did I tell, this is what I'm going to do about this. And I'm like, wait, which project is that? Or what, you know, and so like I'm trying to keep all these things straight. It takes me like maybe 5 minutes to figure out what she's talking about. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Cool. You know, so.
Mostly a Chilkat weaver and teacher of textiles, but yes, lots of things.
And sometimes we have Nancy DeCherney doing Arts Up. How did you two arrive here today?
Well, I kind of asked Nancy if there was time to pump up the Jack Bingo for Sunday, and
were you voluntold?
All of a sudden, I got a message that said she was replaced. So I hope she's over at the Jack having a martini with Major Tom. Because that's what I want to be doing. Anyway, no.
And I'm here because I do what my aunt tells me
to do.
That's right. And because I really want to be on the radio, but it usually doesn't fit into my schedule. And so I'm just happy to be here.
I think it might be a Raymond thing.
Thank you both for volunteering.
It might be a Filipino Clinket Raymond thing because I kind of like the radio too. Yeah.
Well, will you come back a lot?
Oh, sure.
We'll read this again next year.
Okay. Hey, let's get to Arts Up.
Here, let's get a little music here.
Okay. To cover these things
as quickly as possible.
Well, you know.
Okay. Not as quickly. Clearly.
So I'm going December, First Friday events in the Auk Village District, Willoughby. We have at the Jack, the Juno Arts and Culture Center, is Glow Ramirez with Curio from 4:30 to 7 this coming Friday night. Glow in honor of all things unconventional, Glow Ramirez shares with you her little monsters. Go check it out. And then, oh, that exhibit is up all month through the month of December. And then check out the Davis Gallery, the new gallery in the Centennial Hall. The Davis Gallery is having the Portrait Society. They are works from Alaskan members of the Portrait Society of America. And that is from 4:30 to 7. Seven artists from around the state will show 30 pieces, including portrait, figure, landscape, and still life. Let's see. Participating artists, Nancy Crawford, Wasilla Oh, she's from Hosilla. Donna Katati. Oh, my goodness. Barbara Craver. Yuko Hayes. M.K. McNaughton. Beverly Shupp. And Susan Swiderski. Wow. Keep going. And, yes, Davis Gallery. There we go. So, at the Alaska State Library Archives and Museum, the SLAM, the Alaska Positive Juried Photography Exhibit, and a performance by the Juno Lyric Opera's Vox Borealis. Now in the 49th year, Alaska Positive is the biennial juried photography exhibit. We've got this year's juror, David Michael Kennedy, selected 38 photographs by 26 photographers, including three from Juno. So check it out at the Alaska State Library Archives and Museum from 4:30 to 7 this Friday, right? Vox Borealis performs their traditional and contemporary holiday favorites, same time at the SLAM, and they are a vocal chamber ensemble led by J-Lo's executive director, Sarah Radke Brown. And at the store at the APK at the SLAM is Katie Craney. The store at the APK will showcase works from Katie Craney of Haines. She's one of the artists featured in the All Alaska Biennial Exhibit, currently on display at the State Museum.
Can I stop you there for just a second? Deanna, how do you approach First Friday? How do you spend your evening? Where do you like to go? How do you do it?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, Scott. Can I call you Scott?
You can.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
No.
Mr. Burton.
Scott, please.
I go to very few First Fridays.
Okay.
But I do go to the December First Friday. I like to go to the Alaska Positive because I've entered before and placed years ago. And sometimes I'll go like the next day to avoid the crowds.
Okay.
Because I don't like, it's easier to see the art if you don't have 50 people having snacks in front of the art. Sorry. I probably shouldn't say that, but.
Thank you for being real.
Yeah, that's just kind of how it goes. So.
And Lily, as a fellow artist, what does a night like First Friday do for artists? Is it, it's a good deal, right? Like selling art.
It's pretty amazing to get out there on First Friday. Gallery walk is probably my favorite evening in Juno. And getting out, and you it's not just about the art, but about the community and getting to see all your friends you haven't seen all year. And like, hey, high five, or oh, how the kids, and you know, how's your puppy doing, all that kind of thing. So it's connecting and enjoying. I know, the puppy died. Just kidding. But really enjoying the community itself. And the snacks are always good. And I do miss the wine that used to happen. It used to be like, you know, it's like back behind the counter now. And you're like, oh, if you know the right people, they might share with you. But, yeah. Right. Gallery walk's fabulous for artists.
We don't want to narc on anybody, but there are some businesses that if you know the owner and you give them the old, they'll slip you something special.
Remind me, so this list that you're reading from, where can we find it?
You can find it at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council page, jahc.org.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we tell them about a few more things?
Sure.
The Juno Douglas City Museum, Crystal Worrell, will have an opening reception. She's going to have some recent works titled One Raven, Painting One Story at a Time. She'll also have some illustrations from a children's book she worked on. The Southeast Alaska Land Trust Holiday Open House and Wine Pull. Speaking of wine, this is kind of cool. They're going to have a bunch of bottles of wine wrapped, and the wines will be anywhere from $15 to $100 in value. But for $20, you get to pick a bottle of wine and take that bottle of wine home. So maybe I'll be a little thirsty tomorrow. The Rookery is going to have some goods from Frenchie's Florals, Lucky Me Outpost. They have organic jewelry. Mo Plants. They've got succulents to ferns. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Mo Plants, please. Tracy Forrest has some fine hand knits. John Lyman has some bamboo fly rods. And the Salmon Witches Britches. I say that slow to be careful. They will have salmon scale leggings and pantaloons. At Salt, Dan DeRue is going to have a show, Power Flowers. And the Alyssa Fisher Jazz Trio will be playing there. Alyssa Fisher, Tom Loker, and Clay Good make up the jazz trio, and they are very good. Adele should be afraid of Alyssa. That's all I'm going to say. What do you got?
I got Bauer Clifton Interiors. They are having the 2019 Portfolio Photography by Inua Blevins and Corey Phillips from 4 to 9 p.m. And the annual Nest Candle event. If you purchase one regular priced Nest item, you receive 25% off your second of equal or lesser value. We have COPA with Jim Fowler. Oh, don't we love Jim Fowler?
We love Jim
Revisited.
Fowler.
He's going to have his amazing plein air paintings. So go check out COPA, one of our favorite places. Down at the Little Bazaar. A Little Bazaar. Do you guys know where that is?
That's over by the big bridge.
Yes, over by the bridge and the Red Hotel. The Little Bazaar is featuring artist Mary McEwen with her hand-painted Alaskan glass ornaments. Ooh, go get one of those. And they're saying yummy snacks and drinks. Ooh, go get them. And Sea Alaska Heritage. Sea Alaska Heritage is going to have featured artists having jewelry and... oh, my goodness, all sorts of joyful things with Jane D'Angeli, Renee Culp, Ricky Tagaban, Hans Chester, myself, Lily Hope, and Nay Brown. There'll be dance performances and visits with Santa. The Santa visits will be in the lobby.
Is Santa going to be dancing?
I hope he's going to hoo-ha with us. And in the Clan House, there'll be dance performances. There will also be a book release in celebration of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's new 3 children's books in the Baby Raven Reads series. So there'll be also access to their new exhibit, War and Peace.
So instead of ho-ho, Santa's going to hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha, the new Santa.
Right. Well, that is all the time we have for today. To remind us where we can see the rest of these events, Auntie Deanna.
JAHC.org.
All right.
N-O-W.
Guess who's going to be on the show tomorrow, you two?
Who?
Chef Mei Wu of Lemon Tree Cafe is going to be here for Foodie Friday. And giving us some inspiration for the weekend.
Do they bring some samples?
She might. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe we should come back and read more.
Let's just like linger and come and loiter in the hallway tomorrow.
And Girls on the Run is going to preview their 5K on Saturday. And we're going to learn about the life of artist Dale DeArmond. And Andy Klein's going to be the host.
Right.
Thanks.
Well,
good afternoon for tomorrow.
Thank you both so much.
Thanks
for having
us.
Yes, thank you.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Hanson Gress and listeners like you. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Check all this out at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.